The juvenile justice system in Rutherford County, Tennessee, has arrested and jailed children for years, illegally, as it turns out. An investigation by ProPublica and Nashville Public Radio reveals a disturbing history of system overreach, led by an aggressive judge. Joining us is Mariba Knight of Nashville Public Radio. She reported this story with Ken Armstrong at ProPublica. Mariba, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, this story starts with an arrest of elementary students. All the arrested kids are Black. What happened?
Yeah, so in 2016, three police officers went into an elementary school in Rutherford County, Tennessee, and arrested four Black girls. While being arrested, one girl fell to her knees, another threw up. Police handcuffed the youngest, an eight-year-old with pigtails. They were being arrested for watching a playground scuffle between a five and a six-year-old and not stepping in to stop it. In all, 11 kids were picked up for witnessing this fight and, like I said, allegedly not stepping in.
Yeah, and as the story goes on, you report that four boys, four Black males, are eventually locked up in juvenile detention, which I gather is highly unusual in the U.S. Tell us briefly about one or two of them.
Yeah, so one of them was 12-year-old Jacorius Brinkley. He and his twin sister were both arrested. However, she was let go, and he was detained for 2 days illegally. Now, they were being arrested for the same thing, yet one was let go, one was kept. While Jacorius was there, he was put into solitary confinement for standing next to his cell window. It was an incredibly excessive situation.
And on what charges was he and these three others arrested, handcuffed, and locked up? What were the charges?
Yeah, that's a really important aspect of this story. So like I said, police wound up arresting 11 kids in total using a charge called criminal responsibility, which turned out to not even be a real charge. Criminal responsibility is a prosecutorial theory. In other words, it can be used to assign a charge like assault to someone who is present for an assault and encourages it, even though they technically didn't commit the assault. In this case, assault would have been a very, very far reach. But essentially, the officials messed up. It was an erroneous charge. And we explain this in the story that it all came down to two judicial commissioners. In this state of Tennessee, DAs do not assign charges. It's judicial commissioners. And in this case, they had no legal training, no law degree, simply a high school diploma.
Wow. Well, there are those two people. And another key character here is a judge named Donna Davenport, who seems to be behind a lot of this. Tell us a little bit about her personality, her history, and her role here.
Yeah, so Judge Donna Scott Davenport has been the county's only elected juvenile court judge since it was created, right? The court was created in 2000. She has been the judge ever since, and she has a very outsized role. She oversees the courts, and she oversees the juvenile jail, and she has a very kind of kids need consequences mentality, but she also really overreaches. Up until this incident, she directed police on what she called our process for arresting children. Basically, it was every child arrested, even for minor things like truancy, must first go to the jail. And the judge told law enforcement this. A judge directing law enforcement is really unusual. Now, like I said, she also oversees the jail, and she appointed the county's head jailer, Lynn Duke, who's been in power almost as long. And Tennessee narrowly limits when kids can be locked up, but this jailer had her own system called the filter system, and they locked up any kid they deemed a true threat, except they never explain what that is. In the manual for the jail, there is no definition, so it is left up to interpretation, which, as you can probably see, how problematic that would be.
Wow. And just finally, as you report, a litigation in this case reveals the scale of this problem in the county. I mean, how big, how many kids are we talking about?
Oh, potentially thousands. There was a massive class action lawsuit that was recently settled. They estimate that more than 1,500 kids have been illegally jailed, more than 500 illegally arrested. And that's just for a period of time, not even the whole time that this judge has been in power. So it really reveals like how expansive and draconian this system is. But this Hobgood arrest, these arrests of these 11 children, really revealed what a horrible system this was. It was catching hundreds and, like I said, possibly thousands of kids in its grasp.
Wow. Well, that's Mariba Knight of Nashville Public Radio. The story she co-wrote is called Black Children Were Jailed for a Crime That Didn't Exist. Almost nothing happened to the adults in charge. Mariba, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.